Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. When we are so broken or lukewarm, we cannot even pray. Spiritual storms come in all sizes, some in the form of small temptations, and some come like a tidal wave that covers you and everything you are and own. It emotionally wipes you out. Perhaps your child is dating the wrong person and you can see what's coming. Or it may be losing a 34-year-old family member to some illness. Or a prodigal child who's gotten into the wrong crowd, or gotten hooked on drugs, or being served divorce papers. The hurt, disappointment, fear, and anger settle within you like a cold deep in your bones. You just can't get warm. The pain of it and the hurt of it are almost demoralizing. You sit there in stunned silence, too numb to hardly pray or see beyond the rim of your glasses but God. You know, beneath all the betrayal, hurt, and or pain, that God is there. But he seems more like a fog than a bright and shining light. You're struggling to keep your balance while the rest of your world continues on without missing a beat. But you've been brought to one knee, maybe two. Or perhaps you're on your face, lost in that moment, drowning in tears and uncontrollable sorrow. How can God let all these negatives affect and destroy a family? Destroy trust in relationships because of one's neglect or stupidity? You name your calamity. We are all searching for answers within ourselves, but God. We know that only God can do the unimaginable, but there are many times he does not. For his own reason, he does not. We know we're not in control, most of us, yet we solemnly try to fix and or control a myriad of circumstances, but God. We have to let go. Let go of what you can't control. Let go and trust that God is sovereign and he knows what he's doing. Stop wrestling with the notion of how could a kind and loving God allow such a thing to happen. Stop. 1 Corinthians 13:11 says, "When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child." Perhaps this is our time to handle this under God's careful instruction as a more mature person of faith. Why does God say in these moments? Jesus learned obedience through what he suffered. Not in the sense that he was prone to disobedience and had to bring rebelliousness under control, but in the sense that he fully entered the human experience. But Dennis, I'm confused. Where is obedience in the agony of my present situation? By obeying God's word. Corinthians 12:9 says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Isaiah 41:10 says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Don't be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Psalm 9:9, "The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble." Or how about Isaiah 26:3? "Those of steadfast mind you keep in peace because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord God you have an everlasting rock." Luke 12:25, "Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest?" Psalm 16:8, "I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken." Hard times will come, but he's there with us through them all. Philippians 4:12, "I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. I can do everything through him who strengthens me. 1 Peter 5:10. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you had suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. 2 Corinthians 3:16. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. Obedience? Why is it important? What voice are we listening to in our moments of trial? Sure, we're hurting, bleeding, and suffering beyond what we may be able to handle, but God. But God has given so many encouraging words and promises and says, obey me, trust in me, take to heart these words of life that I've given to you. They will guide you through the troubled waters that are raging. 2 Timothy 3:1, but realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. He said there would be days like this. But then he said, I'll be with you. I'm in control. I will turn this into good in my time. So obey my instructions. Follow the light of my word. Do not let it depart from you day or night. Look at Nahum 1:7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who take refuge in him. Finally, Jesus learned obedience on earth by experiencing it. In every situation, no matter how difficult, the Son was obedient to the Father. Isaiah 50, verse 5 and 6 says, the sovereign Lord has opened my ears. I have not been rebellious. I have not turned away. I offered my back to those who beat me. Where else can we look in times of trouble? The Bible? I think so. Or how about the bottle? Unsaved friends with well wishes and sympathy. Binge TV. It is time to come out of ourselves. I know there is a time of mourning and numbness after a crucible moment. But at that moment, fall to God. Come out of our own suffering and be obedient to God's word by leaning on him, trusting in him, believing in him. Come pray with someone for more than a short prayer, a friend or a member of your family for an hour this week. Come join with me by laying your burdens before the Holy One, God himself. He is waiting with open arms to take your burdens, to hold you, and to give you peace. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled week.